of visual and performing arts programs this winter, including capoeira, Brazilian dance, and martial arts for 3 to 12-year-olds. Parent and taught jam sessions, the iGirl Empowerment and Art Workshop for ages 9 to 12, and adult classes in digital photo editing and photography, just to name a few. Registration is available online at experienceit.ca or call 604-927-7529 for a full listing of arts and culture programs in Port Coquitlam. For more information on Lee Square, please visit portcoquitlam.ca/arts or call 604-927-8400.
LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 29th of November, 2019, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the palatial student nest on the Musqueam territory of Uruksan, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, we got a new batch of music on the playlist with a few local artists in the mix. We'll preview some of them. We'll do our best to keep you informed on events this weekend, and we'll let you know about upcoming auditions and other theater stuff on the call board. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And what a day it is, too. Yeah, another month has come to an end. How many times a day do you hear someone say, I can't believe it's almost December. I just can't believe the truth of the calendar. I don't know. I look at the calendar, I have to believe it. It's the calendar. It just says what it says. It's November 29th. Deal with it. My goodness. Of course, yesterday was Thanksgiving in the States, a day of parades, football, and overindulgence. And, of course, today is the capitalist orgy of Black Friday. This is from Fresh Sheet, which is the weekly newsletter by local theater critic Colin Thomas. Today is the capitalist orgy called Black Friday. It is also, of course, the Greta Thunberg-inspired Day of Climate Protest, and Extinction Rebellion is hosting a couple of events. There's going to be a funeral procession today, starting at 1 o'clock, at Art Phillips Park, which is at 625 Burrard. That's right by the SkyTrain station. If possible, please wear black funeral attire, costumes, face veils, top hats, suits. You know, look like something out of a Dickens novel. But be as theatrical as you can be. So it'll go at 1 o'clock, and then it'll end up at Robson and Thurlow. And at around 2:30, there will be a post-funeral wake. with performances and a clothing swap and all kinds of fun events. Well, funds events too, I suppose, if there's cash involved. So that's, as I say, that's starting today at 1 o'clock at Art Phillips Park behind the SkyTrain station. The Burrard Station. And if you want to help shape artist-driven climate action in Vancouver, you can get in touch with Extinction Rebellion. That's the organization that's putting this whole thing together. They've got a Facebook page, which we have linked on the Dave Radio page. Or you can contact theater maker Kendra Fanconi. Her email is info@theonlyanimal.com to get in on the email list of the Artist Brigade. So that's an organization that is doing all kinds of events similar to the funeral today. And both groups welcome artists from all disciplines. So start by going to the Extinction Rebellion Facebook page. Head to the event at Art Phillips Park today at 1 o'clock and then carry on from there. Okay, so as I said, we've got a bunch of new tunes on the old playlist. And the first one is, this is a local artist named Sarah Jickling, and her Good Bad Luck is the name of the band. And she describes herself on her Bandcamp page as a manic depressive pixie dream girl, and she likes to write about mental illness. So here's a song that she's written and performed and produced and all that jazz called Hospital Bed.
Don't believe in God.
There's a cheerful way to start your lunch hour with don't do that yet. That's Sarah Jickling. And where did I go? There I am. There you go. Tonight is the night. Vancouver's legendary sweetheart comedian Graham Clark will do the impossible. They will complete the Mount Everest of endurance comedy, 24 hours of stand-up. At 8 o'clock tonight at the Havana Theater, the veteran comedian will launch into a 24-hour set with only a few bathroom breaks. What's going on? Stop that. My goodness. I'm having a little computer problem today. Of course, all of our tunes are coming off of the CITR Music Library, which is conveniently located in digital form through Microsoft Explorer. But for some reason, Explorer is not responding. And so you click on something and 5 minutes later, it responds. So that's why we heard that music there. And I'm just saying this to complain out loud because it's a little frustrating and a little confusing. But we'll close that and we'll close that. And we'll just leave things for a moment and take a breath, and I'll finish talking about Graham Clark. At 8 o'clock tonight, the veteran comedian will launch into a 24-hour set with only a few bathroom breaks. After the first hour, the comedian will then look for inspiration from his talented team of comedians sitting in the front row, feverishly writing jokes for him. So that should be fun. This is inspired by the Kilimanjaro of comedy kindness himself, Toronto's Pat Thornton. The marathon will raise money for the Stephen Lewis Foundation, and it's part of the StandUp24Hours.com. Although this will be Graham's first joke-telling rotation of the earth, Pat Thornton has completed 5 marathons and raised thousands of dollars for this wonderful charity. As this has never been attempted in Vancouver before, they're excited to see what Graham and the team can raise in their first year with the generosity of Vancouver. Ites. Now, if you don't know who Graham Clark is, he's a 3-time Canadian Comedy Award winner, co-host of Maximum Fun's Stop Podcasting Yourself, which just passed its 600th episode. He's a winner of the National Yuck Yuck's Great Canadian Laugh Off and has appeared on CTV, CBC, The Debaters, Just for Laughs, and HBO's Funny as Hell. And recently, he served as West Coast correspondent on this hour's 22 Minutes. So he's got quite a pedigree. He's a hilarious guy. And he's generously doing this to raise money for the Stephen Lewis Foundation. So if you want to go, it starts tonight at 8 o'clock and goes until tomorrow night at 9 o'clock at the Havana Theater, which is behind the Havana Restaurant at 1212 Commercial Drive. And if you want to find out more, you can check out the Havana website, havanavancouver.com/theater, or you can go to standup24hours.com for all the poop. Okay, now we're in a bit of a bind here because I was going to play somebody else, but I don't have access to that right now because of this silly setup. So let's do something even better. This is Linda McRae, who was quite a few years a member of Spirit of the West. And of course, as you know, last week we lost one of the founding members of Spirit of the West, the great John Mann, passed away last week. Linda is a musical phenomenon in her own right. She was a bass player and lead singer of the band Terminal City, and then jumped over to Spirit of the West. And now she is living in Nashville and writing music and having a great life as a songwriter in the city of Nash. And she has recently put out a new CD called Going to the Well. And this is not a song she wrote, but it's a great cover of David Bowie's Ashes to Ashes.
Such an earthly song. I heard a rumor from ground control. Oh no, don't say it's true. I got a message from the action man. I'm happy, hope you're happy too. I've loved all I've needed love, sorted the tales following.
They're shrieking, but nothing is killing. Just pictures of Jap girls in synthesis. And I ain't got no money and I ain't got no hair. But I'm hoping to kick if this planet is glowing on, 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 on. Ashes to ashes, funk to funky. We know Major Tom's a junkie, strung out in heaven's high, hitting an all-time low. Time and again I tell myself I'll stay clean tonight, but the little green wheels are following me. Oh no, not again. I'm stuck with a valuable friend. I'm happy, hope you're happy too. One flash of light, but no smoking pistol. I've never done good things. I've never done bad things. I never did anything out of the blue. Oh, I need an axe to break the ice. Following me.
I'm having one of those days.
No, not again. I'm stuck with a valuable friend. I'm happy, hope you're happy too. One flash of light, but no smoking pistol. I've never done good things. I've never done bad things. I never did anything out of the blue. Oh, I need an axe to break the ice. I wanna come down right now. Ashes to ashes, funk to funky. We know Major Tom's a junkie, strung out in heaven's high, hitting an all-time low. My mother says to get things done, you better not mess with Major Tom. My mother says to get things done, you better not mess with Major Tom. My mother says to get things done, you better not mess with Major Tom. My mother says to get things done, you better not mess with Major Tom.
There we go. That worked now. That's Linda McRae and David Bowie's Ashes to Ashes. tonight is also the night of the rain check night of Tony and Tina's wedding. As you know, they were performing down at the Columbia. They had a power outage on opening night, and a lot of people were kind of left in the dark, so to speak. And so they've been able to return to the Columbia Theater, and that's going on tonight at 6 o'clock at the Columbia Theater in New Westminster on Columbia Street. It's a if you don't know about Tony and Tina's Wedding, it's a one-of-a-kind comedy show that it's a full immersive theatrical experience where you show up and you witness a wedding, and then you go to the reception afterwards, and you don't know if the people you're sitting with are other paid audience members or if they're actually members of the cast, and hilarity ensues. It's It's a great night of fun. And as I said, it's going on tonight at the Columbia Theater in New Westminster. And that's starting at 6 o'clock. And there's a Facebook page that you can find out more about, or you can go to Eventbrite to get your tickets. We've also got a an announcement for the annual general meeting for It's a Zoo. It's a Zoo is one of our great friends. Sebastian and Chelsea have been putting together a great site-specific theater for, at least 15 years, I think, now. And they're still going strong, and they're having their annual general meeting. And, you know, AGMs are usually, you know, kind of dull events, so they spark it up by mixing it in with their holiday shindig for 2019. So here's the deal. It's a special time for governance and voting, fiscal oversight, and company retrospection. It's also your golden ticket to hearing about all the crazy, exciting plans It's a Zoo has for the upcoming year and beyond, and it's free. So all you have to do is show up at 333 East 11th Avenue, which is just off of Kingsway, on Wednesday night, which is December the 4th. The business part of the meeting goes from 6 till 7, and then after 7 o'clock, it's party time. So just have a lot of fun. And one of the things you'll find out about is their upcoming production of Straight White Men by Young Jean Lee, who is the playwright of The Shipment that created a bit of a controversy earlier this year. So Young Jean Lee is a very controversial and creative and exciting playwright. And their play Straight White Men is being produced by It's a Zoo. And that's coming up in the spring. And they're doing a special pre-Christmas 25% off ticket sale and all kinds of great stuff. So you can find out all about that by going to the It's a Zoo AGM, which is on Wednesday night at 6 o'clock, 333 East 11th, and you buzz 1023 when you get there. So remember that part, right? 1023, and you will get in to see that. All right, let's do a little more music. Recent addition to our playlist is Alexandria Mayo, and a self-proclaimed swoon rocker that explores the full spectrum of human emotion over a genre-blending sound that fuses southern rock with old country, all wrapped up in a 90s aesthetic that. And I guess whoever wrote it ran out of space or text or something. But anyway, it's a great song called I Never Liked Your Friends. I must be in some kind of mood today or something. I'm not sure what's going on there, but just playing the cheerful stuff for you. On your mark, get set, Fringe. Applications for the main stage category of the 2020 Vancouver Fringe Festival are now open. Artists who become part of the main stage category are placed in a venue supplied by the Fringe, including that includes a technician, basic lighting and sound, box office services, and inclusion in the Fringe Festival Program Guide. Main stage artists also receive approximately 6 performances during the festival from September 10th to the 20th, 2020. So it's 2020. There you go. That's easy to remember. So if you want to be on part of the main stage gang at the Fringe Festival this year, you need to apply now. Apply by entering your contact information and a $55 application fee on Eventtron. The link for that is available on the Fringe Festival website. And applications close on the end of day on Sunday, December 8th. So you basically have a week to put it together. But don't panic. If you don't have anything but an idea, go for it, because you don't need to have a complete show, a script, or an outline or anything when you apply for the Fringe, just your contact information and $55. They'll ask you for all the details and stuff once you've been accepted. So in the meantime, make sure you save the date. They're having a lottery party on December 12th. So what happens is you send in your application. And then they throw all the names in a big bin, and then they pull them out one at a time. And the people that get pulled out get included in the main stage. That happens as a big public event at Studio 700 on Thursday, December 12th. So if you want to find out more details, go to the artist page on the Fringe website. And you want other ways to be a Fringe artist, there's Bring Your Own Venue, Site Specific, Dramatic Work Series. All the other categories of Fringe events will be dealt with after the main stage lottery is drawn. So if you want to find out more, as I said, go to the Vancouver Fringe Festival website, which is here somewhere. Oh, my goodness. I had it here, and then it was gone. There it is. It's VancouverFringe.com. So there you go. So go check it out. Get your stuff together and get in on the Fringe, because it actually is quite an enjoyable experience. He said as his voice cracked up like that. But, yeah, you'll enjoy it. It's fun. Okay, let's see. Let's play some more music. Who is this? Where is it? Okay, look, I'm gonna have to find some more music. So let's play some show promos. How about this one?
It's fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Flex your head! There you go. Yeah. All right, I found one. I found one. This is a group called The Deep Cove. And guess where they're from? They are listed as progressive and darkly cinematic rock, loaded with Mellotron. Yeah, a song called Matters. All right, let's cheer this up a little bit.
Ain't zwei, one, two, three, four. Not the Jew that I had in mind. No, you are not the Jew that I had in mind. Don't walk right, don't talk right, don't play right, don't pray right. I search my feelings and I find you're not the Jew I had in mind. Go right, no, you don't quote the right writer's right. And your views on Zion are not aligned with the Jew I had in mind. Doo-doo. Not the Jew that I had in mind. No, you are not the Jew that I had in mind. Don't date right, you won't make right. Your mate won't make that cougar right. You're a threat to your own kind. You're not the Jew I had in mind. Two more times, you are not the Jew. Not the Jew that I had in mind. Doo, doo. Well, I don't do this, and I don't do that, and I don't wear no special hat. You search the world until you find that goddamn Jew.
There you go. That's Jeff Berner, and he's got a new release out called "A Grand Hotel Cosmopolis," and it's all kinds of fun, kind of ethnic-y, klezmer kind of stuff going on there for you. Of course, we just talked about the It's a Zoo AGM, and immediately I get an email from Theater Replacement because they're having their AGM and Christmas party and stuff next Friday, December the 6th. And that's at the Greenhouse, which is next door to Van East Cultural Center, a.k.a. The Culch, at 1885 Venable Street. Who says you can't do it all? Theater Replacement wants to take care of your annual business and have some holiday fun. Join their staff, amazing board, and friends on December 6th to raise a glass to last year and tell you about the exciting year ahead. So that, of course, is also run by Chelsea Haberlin. So if you want to find out more, send an RSVP to chelsea@theaterreplacement.org or just go to the Theater Replacement website to find out more about their AGM next Friday night. Presentation House Theater is doing their annual kids' Christmassy kind of holiday thing. It's Where the Wild Things Are. And that's going on now until it's opens tonight and it goes until December 15th. This is the highly innovative adaptation of Morris Sendak's beloved classic children's book. It's delighted sold out audiences across Canada and the USA. And it is happening at Presentation House, which is in North Vancouver. If you want to find out more about that, you can go to phttheater.org and look out all the stuff on Where the Wild Things Are. Shows are Fridays at 6, Saturdays at 4 and 6, and Sundays at 1 and 4. And then there's special school matinees going on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And that's happening all from now until the 15th of December at Presentation House.
When the forces of white heteropatriarchal capitalism try to get you down, 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 down.
If that's what you wanna do,
Bechdel Test Burlesque is here to lift you up with a jam-packed, star-studded evening of pop culture critique powered by Thrill Joy Feminism. After 6 years of sold-out shows from Seattle to the University of Oregon, Bechdel Test Burlesque is coming to Vancouver with an international intersectional coalition of nerdy feminists to prove that rebellions are built on hope. One night only at the Rio Theatre on November 30th. This show is not to miss. Check out riotheatertickets.com for more information and to buy tickets.
We can go crazy in the pop. Crazy in the pop.
Silver bells. It's Xmas time. At Mint Records.
Silver bells, silver bells. We know you'll have a great time at this year's Mint Records Ridiculously Early Xmas Party.
Join us at the Red Gate on November 30th for a warm and festive evening of music with Dumb, Tough Age, Necking, Supermoon, Kellarissa, and Jay Arner.
As usual, Santa will be giving away presents jammed with goodies from his elves at Audiopile, Nemesis Coffee, Lucky's Comics, and Six Cent Press, along with a surprise mint release to the first 50 people through the door.
Limited advance tickets are available online or at Red Cat Records and Neptune Records.
X.
Red Gate Art Society has been the hub of local arts and music in Vancouver since 2012, cultivating space for Vancouver's cultural wildlife in an otherwise barren wasteland.
Red Gate is having a fundraiser on November 29th, and you are cordially invited. It's going to be a truly magical night of karaoke and dancing.
This night is also celebrating the launch of the new Red Gate membership program. Becoming a member gets you discounts on shows, drinks, and merch, access to a members-only calendar, and more.
If you give a shit about local arts, get yourself down to Red Gate on November 29th at 9 p.m.
Bust a move, sing your heart out, and help raise money for simply one of the best places in Vancouver.
Extra, extra, read all about it!
Are you a BIPOC individual at UBC who's interested in journalism? Well, the UBC, UBC official student newspaper, has a dedicated space for you. The UBC staff and UBC journalism students have launched the Canadian Journalists of Color UBC chapter Facebook group. We're also aiming to host meetings, speakers, and workshops in the near future. You can search for us on Facebook or give us a shout at coordinating@ubc.ca.
Humbug. A modern adaptation of A Christmas Carol celebrates the downtown Eastside community in its 10th annual and final season. It's the perfect family holiday treat, filled with rock, blues, and Christmas carols. Plus, enjoy live music from a youth choir. Opens December 5th at SFU Woodwards, located at 149 West Hastings Street. For tickets and details, visit sfuwoodwards.ca.
Yeah, it's a fun show. Now time for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. The Friends of the Jericho Arts Center Society, which is the not-for-profit that manages the Jericho Arts Center, is seeking a qualified volunteer to serve as the board's treasurer. The treasurer maintains bookkeeping for the society, recording financial transactions and creating financial reports, in addition to participating in all board decisions. Duties include offering financial guidance to the board and posting financial data, or is it data, to accounting software on a monthly basis. The budget is relatively small and the transactions are few. Duties also include reconciliation of accounts monthly, ensuring their accuracy, preparation of current financial records reports for each of the board's meetings, which is once a month, and preparation of the year-end financial statement and review for the presentation to the AGM. Preparation and submission for the annual CRA reports is also required. So they're looking for somebody who has experience in bookkeeping for a small not-for-profit, and a background in the not-for-profit sector would be advantageous, but what's really necessary is working knowledge of QuickBooks. If you're interested, you should send a brief explanation of interest and a resume to the president of the Friends of Jericho Art Center Society at Parkinson at uleth.ca, and the deadline for that is January 18th. Mid-20s Theatre is holding auditions this weekend for Light Rapid Transit, which is the world premiere of an original play by a local Vancouver playwright. They're having a 13-show run in March at the Culch. And there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 characters that they are looking for, ranging in age from 40s all the way to early mid-teens. Mid-teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, and 60s. If you want to find out more, their website is vancouveractorsguide.com. Look for Light Rapid Transit. And the characters are all open ethnicity, so everyone is welcome to read for all the parts. Metro Theatre is producing The Gazebo by Alec Koppel. That show is happening in February, and the auditions are December 2nd and 4th at Metro Theatre in Marple. They're looking for three to five female, seven to nine male, and casting is open to all ethnicities. So I imagine a few of those characters are kind of gender non-specific. North Van Community Players are doing Joanna McClellan Glass's play Trying. That's going to be up in April. The auditions are December 3rd and 4th at Hendry Hall in North Vancouver. Specifically looking to cast two roles. One is a Judge Biddle, an 81-year-old character who was once the Attorney General of the United States under Franklin Roosevelt. And the second is Sarah, a 25-year-old secretary to Judge Biddle. This could be quite a dynamic presentation. It's also going to be North End's entry into Theater BC, so you've got to be prepared to participate in the festival, which is May 4th to 9th, and hopefully make it to main stage in July. You can send your photo and resume to Karen at karencresswell14@gmail.com. Cap University has a couple of auditions coming up for some productions. One is called Silver Tusk Mountain, which is a workplace comedy about a socially awkward new hire who is having a coming of age experience as he struggles to adapt to his new work environment. That show is going to be up in mid-January, and the auditions for that are the 5th, 6th, and 7th. Actually, the auditions for both shows are the 5th, 6th, and 7th at Cap University in North Vancouver. The second show is called Existential Therapy. This is an absurd comedy about a young man's inner voice that has taken on a life of its own. It's not until he attempts to leave the voice behind that his true journey of self-discovery begins. This is basically casting for two characters, or two actors playing three characters. And so if you want to find out more, you can email your submissions, thesilvertuskmountain@gmail.com and existentialtherapy1@gmail.com, or go to Capilano University Productions website to find out more. Royal Court Princess Parties is an event company, and they're looking for people to sing, read stories, play games, and do other activities at children's birthday parties and other events, casting male and female to play a variety of familiar characters, including the Mad Hatter from Alice in Wonderland, Silvermist from Tinkerbell, Mulan from Mulan, Moana from Moana, Peter Pan from Peter Pan. They're looking for people that have three or more years in performing arts, comfortable around children, live in the Vancouver area, have a physical resemblance to the characters, and some strong improv skills. If you want to find out more, you can contact them, royalcourtprincessparties@gmail.com. Our friends at Rice and Beans Theater are doing a new musical. It's an agricultural operetta called Made in Canada, written and directed by Pedro Camale and music by Michelle Cutler. This is a play that explores basically where we get our food from and who the people are that that do the work to provide our food. It's about basically it's about immigrants. It's about people, itinerant workers that come and go and travel across the country looking for work and work very hard for very little pay and very little recognition to provide the food that we put on the table. It's an ensemble piece looking for actors in their 20s to 40s. You're required to speak Spanish, have some movement, singing, and musical training, and they are open to all submissions, but specifically encouraging submissions from Latinx and BIPOC self-identified artists. If you have some clowning, movement, or singing or musical experience, that would also be an asset. The application deadline is the 5th of December, and you go to auditions at riceandbeanstheater.com to send your resume and headshot. Promethean Theater is doing Salome by Oscar Wilde, directed by Seamus Farah, who is a very good friend of the show, and that's going to be happening in August. The auditions are on December the 8th, so that's a week away, at the Arts Umbrella on Granville Island. Note that the production includes simulated scenes of self-harm and suicide, as well as themes of incest, sexuality, and violence. And the role of Salome will include a choreographed dance, which culminates in the removal of a shirt or bra. So that there will be an intimacy director who will support you throughout the process, but you they do want to make sure that you're comfortable with that before you go in. If you are interested, you can submit your deadline, submit your resume by December the 6th. And the email address for that is Vivekalal. That's spelled V-I-V-E-K-L-A-L 1195 at gmail.com. Deep Cove Stage Society producing Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike by Christopher Durang. That's directed by another friend of the show, Meredith Gilroy. That's happening in March in Deep Cove. The auditions are next week, Sunday, December the 8th, at the Deep Cove Cultural Center. Four characters, three of them in their 50s, one male, two female, and then Spike is a male under 30. Spike must be comfortable appearing in his undies. And then there's a fifth character of Nina, who is a female in her 20s. And a sixth character called Cassandra, who is a female of any age or ethnicity. If you want to book an audition, you can submit your headshot and resume to Meredith, and her email address is thegilroygirl@gmail.com, and make sure you note which character you'd like to audition for. Theater Under the Stars is now getting ready to audition for Beauty and the Beast. This is a remount of their 2016 production, but there will be some returning cast members, but not all. So you want to get on board with that. The auditions are happening starting on December the 8th to the 14th at Malcolm Bull and Stanley Park. The show, of course, itself runs in the summertime, July 4th to the 28th of August, on alternating nights with the other show, which I forget what it is right at the moment. But if you want to be involved with Beauty and the Beast, go to their website. It's tuts.ca, and look under the Shows and Tickets tab for audition info to find out the available roles and how to submit your audition. Langley Players Club are doing The Arsonists by Max Frisch. That's happening in April. The auditions are in December the 13th and 14th at Langley Players Theater, which is on 200 Street in Langley. Stack of characters, one, two, three, four, like six or eight characters are being auditioned. No ages are specified, so all options are open for audition purposes, and no gender specified either, especially for the firefighters. So keep all options open. And members of the chorus of firefighters may double in smaller roles as well. If you're interested, you can email your info to Helen Embury, and that's H-E-M-B-U-R-Y at shaw.ca. Theater in the Country, which is in Langley, is doing Dinner with Friends by Donald Margulies, and that's going to be happening in April. The auditions are the 15th and 16th of December at 5708 Glover Road in Langley. All the details and booking information are available on our website, which is theaterinthecountry.com. And this is also their festival entry, which is for Theater BC, and that will be performances in May, and then, as I said, possibly if you make it to Rain Stage, which is in July. And finally, right here at UBC, it's the annual Brave New Playwrights Festival of New Plays written by UBC Creative Writing students. That is something that happens in March. In the Nest on Granville Island. And the auditions are going to be in January the 19th or 20th, right here on campus at UBC. So they want you to prepare a monologue, something contemporary, less than 2 minutes, preferred something comedic. They're looking for 15 male, 15 female actors, 30 actors in total. They're also looking for 10 actors for the staged reading series, five male, five female. So if you're interested in any of this, You send your name, phone number, and a 50-word biography with your headshot and CV to CRWR@bravenew@ubc.ca. Make sure you put audition request on the email subject line and put in some suggestions of your audition time slots for January 19th or 20th. And there's no direct website for it, but you can email them if you want to find out more information on specific dates and things like that. And if you want details on these or other audition notices, you can find them at VancouverActorsGuide.com, or you can go to the Vancouver Public Library audition page at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can pop us an email at DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. You can like us on Facebook and on Twitter and Instagram. We're at CITR Dave Radio. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, you can check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. And remember to subscribe and leave a comment on Apple Podcasts. Stick around. Audrey's up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Beppe Crespin at 2 o'clock, and our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serenity at 3:30. Special hi to Peggy and Dave Ball and Rebecca Walters, all having birthdays this weekend. So happy birthday, all of you, and we will be back here at same time next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
X at Mint Records.
We know you'll have a great time at this year's Mint Records Ridiculously Early Xmas Party.
Join us at the Red Gate on November 30th for a warm and festive evening of music with Dumb, Tough Age, Necking, Supermoon, Kellarissa, and Jay Arner.
As usual, Santa will be giving away presents jammed with